Daf Mem Hey, Shabbos is Daf. We started Perikazov yesterday, and the big takeaway was our definition about what's considered currency versus what's considered the product, the tiva versus the peira. And our Mishnah was saying how gold was more of a product and the silver was more of the currency. Why is that so significant? Well, because ma'is is ein hakoneis min ha'teira. So if I make an exchange currency for a product, I have to do the meshicha or the hagbah on the actual product for it to be nikneh, but just taking the money is not enough. And even after the money changes hands, potentially either one of the meicher or the lekech could be chaser, even though you're not allowed to, and there'll be a misha par. But Meikar Hadin, the Mashiach on the cash won't actually create the transaction. So now we're going to spend most of today's daf working on a Mishnah in Masechet Maaser Sheni that at least the first pshat that the Gemara is going to give us seems to be our issue. What's considered Tiva and what's considered Peira? We're going to pick it up a little more than halfway down the Amud, Tnan Hasam. Mishnah in the second parak of Maaser Sheni says, Shamay Aimrim lo yasa odam sloyin din rezov ubeisilo matirin. What are we talking about? Well, we know by Maaser Sheni you got to bring these Peiras to eat them in Yerushalayim. Problem is, it weighs a ton. I can't schlep all the stuff all the way Yerushalayim, so I can be mechalit onto money and bring the money up and use the money in Yerushalayim. So now I've taken all these pairs and I've moved them onto silver coins, which was a fine process. Problem is, the silver is very heavy and I'd like to actually move them onto gold coins because it'll be lighter in my travel, because gold is worth more. Zok Beishama, you can't do that. You can't take the silver and make it into gold. Beisila is matir. Now this machloik is Beishama and Beisila, which we're going to spend most of today on. The Gemara is going to give us three different interpretations of what the machloik is. The first two being a deraisa dika issue, and the last one being a derabanan dika issue. But the first of these three mahalchim, and the first of the two that are deraisa, are going to be about the sugya we've been discussing until now. What's going on here with Beishama and Beisila? Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, Chadomer machloik is Beisilaim al dinrin, whether or not can you be machal silver onto gold? The Beishama savri kaspa Tiva v'dehava peira. Like we've been saying, Beishamai holds the silver's money, and the gold is the actual merchandise. V'tiva apeira le'machal alinan. Because one thing's for sure by Hilchos Maaser Sheni, you can't go ahead and transfer the Kedusha onto a piece of merchandise. You can't go ahead and transfer the coinage back onto peiras. The Torah only gave you this heter to move it onto the money. Beisil sari kaspa peira v'dehava tiva. And Rabbi Yochanan is going to hold that according to Beis Hillel, here the silver is considered the peiras, and the gold is considered the money. This is like how Rebbe held Bialdusai from yesterday's daf. U'peira tiva machal alinan. So since you can now take the payers, quote unquote, according to Beis Hillel, that being the silver, and transfer them onto the tiva, onto the coinage, in this case being the gold coins, according to Beis Hillel. I will payers al dinar and divrei kol machalinan. Everybody holds you could take the actual Maaser Sheni and put it onto gold. My time, because media dehavia kesef le Beis Hillel. The same cheshbon, like silver by Beis Hillel, the kesef le Beis Hillel, afal gav de kaspa legabe dehava peirahave. It's all about context. According to Beis Hillel, it's considered payers klape the gold coin, but legabe peira tivahave, but it's considered money klape the actual peiras. So zohav nami le Beis Shammai, also by the gold coins, according to Beis Shammai, afal gav de dehava legabe kaspa peirahave, even though the gold coin, klape the silver coin, is considered peiras, but legabe peira tivahave, but klape the actual peiras, that gold coin is considered money and currency, and you can therefore use it to be Machal your Maaser Sheni. So that's one Amira's understanding of Machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel and Maaser Sheni. V'chadam raf b'peiras al dinar and Machlekes. The other one says that really Beis Shammai Beis Hillel are arguing about the actual chil of Maaser Sheni onto gold. Frek the Gemara, l'mandam raf b'peiras al dinar and Machlekes. If you're going to say that they're arguing even about being Machal Maaser Sheni directly onto the gold, the Miflegi B'Selein al dinarin, Lifleg b'peiras al dinarin. Why are we talking in the Mishnah in Maaser Sheni about transference of the silver coins onto the gold coins? Talk about the peiras onto the gold coins. To which the Gemara says, no, because if with Paris al dinarin, hava mina hani mili with Paris al dinarin. We would have thought it would only be about Paris straight onto the gold coins. I will be salayim al dinarin, but we would say, therefore, that silver going onto gold. You might think that the gold is for sure considered Paris klape, that silver, and therefore it wouldn't work. Kamashma and the Mishnah is telling us they even argue about silver onto gold. Okay, so that is going to be shot number one in the Mishnah Maaser Sheni, that the Machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is about what's the definition of Peira and Tiva, just like we were saying in our first Mishnah in our parak. And you have this Machalegis Amarayim, how far that Machalegis might go. This time, Rabbi Yochanan, who Domer Ein Machalalina, and Lechera makes sense like Rabbi Yochanan, that you can't actually move from the Kedusha of Peiris directly onto the gold. Domer Rabbi Yochanan moving over to Amud Aleph, Aser Lilvais Diner Bediner, which sounds very strange on the surface. Diner Demai, what kind of diner was Rabbi Yochanan talking about that you can't borrow a diner and return a diner? Ilem a diner shal kesef, a diner shal kesef. I mean, if you're borrowing a $100 bill, you can return a $100 bill. Lagame nafshemi ikal amadamer lav tivahave. Everybody's going to say that silver klape itself is considered money. Elapshita diner shal zahav, a diner shal zahav. Rabbi Yochanan must be talking about the gold diner, that if you borrow a gold diner, you can't return a gold diner because the value is going to fluctuate. And now I'm giving potentially back something worth more than what I borrowed. It's a ribbis problem. But Ulaman, according to Huda, Rabbi Yochanan say that memra. Ilabes Hillel, who allows you to take the silver and be machal them onto gold. We're saying that gold is considered money. And if it's considered money, there shouldn't be any ribbis issue. You can always pay back actual money. El alav le beishamai, it must have been the Rabbi Yochanan who was saying this, like beishamai who asered being mechal silver onto gold, because he holds the gold to be the actual peiros. Ushma mino, Rabbi Yochanan, who damar ein mechal. So this is a testaim to Rabbi Yochanan that holds that according to beishamai, you can't even be mechal on directly from the peiros onto the gold coins. Marsis is really not such a raya. You really could be mechal even according to Beis Shammai directly onto the gold. So why would Beis Shammai aser the diner bediner for a gold coin? B'shani halvak even to inyan mekachum memkar shavu rabbanan kiperi. Agabe mekachum memkar, buying and selling coins. Hazal looked at the gold coin as peiros klape, that silver coin. I'm reading ihu nihu da'iker vizil. Gold goes up and goes down, and compared to silver, which is going to be much more of a constant. Lagabe halva nami peiro havis. Therefore, also lagabe if you're lending this gold, it'll also be considered the peiros. Ochinami mistaber, it also makes sense. And ochinami mistaber, it also makes sense that according to Rabbi Yochanan, Beis Shammai allows you to be mechal ma'aser sheni directly onto the gold. Dichi osa ravin, omer Rabbi Yochanan, din afal pish omru osa lovais diner bediner. Mechal ma'aser sheni alav, but you still can be mechal directly the ma'aser sheni onto the gold. So Shema Mina must be the Rabbi Yochanan is the Amir that holds the Beis Shammai holds. You can actually be Mechal Meiser Sheni directly onto the gold. Shema, but we have the Mishnah Meiser Sheni that says, a pirate sella mi ma'is Meiser Sheni. The sella here is referring to copper coins, which are worth less than silver. So if you want to convert your copper Meiser Sheni coins into silver selayim, Beis Shammai Amrim b'chol sella ma'is, you can convert all of your copper onto the silver. Beis Hillel Amrim b'shekel kesef b'shekel ma'is. You should only do a shekel's worth of the copper onto silver, and you should always keep a bunch of copper. According to Beis Hillel, the reason why you shouldn't convert all of your copper coins into silver coins is because when you get to Yerushalayim, and now you got to pay for parking, you're not going to have anything but these very expensive silver coins. You're going to have to run to the bank and say, I need some copper coins. Like, you need quarters for the meter. And then there's going to be this run on the bank day. Everybody should get copper coins, and it's going to falsely inflate the value of the copper. So in order to avoid that, Beis Hillel says, always keep some spare change. Don't be mechal more onto the silver than you need to. Always keep some copper coins. Okay, so hashil Beis Shammai lagabe priti mechal linan. According to Beis Shammai, that you're allowed to be mechal the ma'aser sheni directly onto the copper, which the Gemara takes on for davar pashut, that according to Beis Shammai, you can be mechal onto the copper in the first place. So lagabe dehava mi boy, if you're telling me that you can be mechal onto the copper, so for certainly you can be mechal onto the gold. Don't tell me you can't be mechal directly onto the gold. To which the Gemara says, no, shani priti, the copper is taka different because ba'aser desagin harifi, they're more in circulation. Therefore, it's a better kind of money, quote unquote, than the gold will be. And that is the conclusion of the Mahalach number one of the Mishnah in Ma'aser Sheni, that the Machlokes, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, as explained by Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, that whether or not you could be Mechal the silver onto the gold is depending upon what's considered Peiros and what's considered. Now we start Mahalach number two. Lishna Achrina Amrila, there are some that learn the following way. Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish Chad Amr Machlokes Pesiloin Al Dinarim. The issue of whether you can be Mechal silver onto gold is a localized Ma'aser Sheni Dika issue. The Beis Shammai Savri HaKesef. Beis Shammai says the Pasuk is very careful to say HaKesef. So Kesef Rishon Voloi Kesef Sheni. Only that first money that you were mechal the peiros onto, that's what you are going to take to Yerushalayim, but not a secondary money, meaning I can't be mechal onto one kind of money and then take that money and be mechal onto a second kind of money. Doesn't matter about the kind of money it was. Doesn't matter gold, silver. It's the point is, in fact, it's second money. Ubeisil sarri, no, hakesef kesef riba fakert, vafil kesef sheni. The Torah specifically being marbet that you can be marbet on, that you can be mechal onto a second set of money. Avo peiros al dinar divrakol mechalin, but certainly you can be mechal onto gold. That's not even a shaila. Dakati kesef rishanhu. Because the gold blives, quote unquote, kesef rishain. The chad omer af bepeiros al dinar nami machlekes. And the other one of the two amarayim that's coming to explain this, the Rechon Reish Lakish, they're saying the machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is even by Ma'aser Sheni directly onto the gold. Okay, but frak the Gemara lamanda omer silayin al dinar machlekes. If you're going to tell me the machlekes is from silver onto gold, ad mifliki besilayin al dinrin, liflik besilayin al silayin. This has nothing to do with gold and silver. It's about secondary money. So why don't we just talk about silayin on silayin? To which the Gemara answers, no, because iiflige besilayin al silayin. If that would have been the machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel about one money and another money. Both Slaim, Havamina Hanimila Dislain al Slain, Albuslain al Dinrin, Maiduluhu Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. I would have said Beis Hillel might be masking by actual gold. Did the Havalagabe Kaspa Merahavi? Because when you're trying to now exchange that silver onto potential gold, that's going to be considered Paris Klape, that silver. Vole Mechalin, and therefore it wouldn't work because we know you can't be Mechal onto Paris. Kamash 1, therefore the mission is saying that they're even Machlekas, that they even have their Machlekas by making the gold onto the silver, the Beis Hillel is going to be Mater. Tashmal asks from this other mission of Meister Sheni Apirat, Selala Meister Sheni Birushalayim, if you want change from your silver onto copper, Beis Shammai Aimrim, Bechol Sela Ma'is. You can do it all. Beis Hillel Aimrim, Beshekel Kesef, Beshekel Ma'is. You should only do what you need because you got to keep the spare change. So Hashta Kaspa Lagabe Priti Mechali. And if you can tell me you can move the silver onto copper according to Beis Shammai, which is pretty clear from this Mishnah, Veloy Aimrim and Kesef Rishon, Veloy Kesef Sheni, but we're saying only the first monies, but not the Kesef Sheni. So look at the have a chashiv minei. So the copy of the gold, which is more valuable than the silver, miyamrin and kesef rishon v'le kesef sheni. Would we say dafka the first kesef, not the second kesef? If you could do it with the nechashis, which is less valuable, certainly you should be able to do it by the gold, which is more valuable. So you see that Beis Shammai is not makbid on the kesef rishon kesef sheni issue. How can we say that's their machlokes? Amar Rava Yerushalayim koy misafta. You're asking from the halachas in Yerushalayim. Pashat teres shani Yerushalayim ichsib bevenasata kesef v'chol asher tava nafshecha bebeker vatzayin. Once you get to Yerushalayim, you can spend the money on anything you want. You can buy lunch with it. You don't have to worry about putting it on kesef. The whole issue here is exchanging it and being mechalal on tamani to bring it to Yerushalayim. But once you get there, there is no problem at all. So the kesef rishon kesef sheni mechalal still survives. Toshma. Let's bring again the mission that we had earlier. Ayrit selami ma'is ma'aser sheni. You're being mechal your copper onto silver to bring it to Yerushalayim. Ishamay oimrim b'chol selam ma'is. You can do it all. V'sil oimrim b'shekel kesef b'shekel ma'is. So you see that according to Beis Shammai, you can be mechal the kesef rishon onto kesef sheni even outside of Yerushalayim. Ela d'kuliyam ha'kesef. Kesef riba. Everybody's maskim, even Beis Shammai, that the kesef is a ribui to say afilu kesef sheni. This is now going to be the third mahalach, no longer a deraisa deka issue, but a derabanan deka issue. One of these amaraim say that the machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel only is by silver onto gold. The Beis Shammai Safri Gazrin Beis Shammai is concerned that you shouldn't do it because of Gzeira turning over to Amid Beis. Shema Yisha Ali Yisef were afraid that somebody's going to delay. Because maybe he's concerned that his silver won't, because he's concerned that one of his silver coins won't have the value to add up to the gold dinar. And he's not going to go up to Yerushalayim. Shaila in the Girsa, he's not going to bring this money to Yerushalayim, or he himself, Zakhtar Rabbeinu Chananel, if you look over here, saying that he himself won't go to Yerushalayim. He won't be Oilel L'Regel. But either way, we're afraid of this Gzeira of Olay Masik, because it Olay Molu Zuza Bedinra. But the whole thing's a Dinra Abanan. So we're not concerned about this. Why? The Chilay Molu Nami Bedinra, even if his silver coins of Meiser Sheni are not going to add up to the gold dinar, Asuki Masik will still bring them up to Yerushalayim. As Rashi says, they're not so heavy, so they're not. There's no reason for him not to go. Avul Beperis Al Dinarin. But transferring the actual Paris onto the gold itself, Divrei HaKol Machalin, everybody's going to say you can do, because there's nothing to worry about. Because the Kivan Demirkaveh Leimashilu, because since the Paris are going to rot, no one is going to delay the actual Chil. He's not going to push off being Machalid onto the money, because he's concerned the Paris shouldn't rot in the meanwhile. So the guy will be incentivized to not wait around long enough to have enough for the gold. He'll take care of it with the silver. So according to Beis Shammai, there's no reason to be geyser, and if he can do it onto gold, we will allow him to do it onto the gold. And the other one of the Amoraim holds the Machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, even as talking about the actual Paris onto the gold. So now the Gemara takes a step back. According to this last version, that really min ha-tayra both Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, or maskim that you can be mechal the silver onto gold. It's only Chazal that answered it. The Mishnah's nusach of you should do this and you should not do this sounds very lechatchiladik. Or ya'aseh, perhaps you could say ya'aseh, we're talking to the person, because by dinei derabanan, it's more of a din on the gavra. That's how Rabbi Rosner was explaining. Perhaps maybe this is like the nesivus, that every din derabanan is a Isser Gavra as opposed to an Isser Torah, which is more of Isser Chefza. So the Loshen and Nusach of Yaaseh Has is better for Dine Durabana. Elal Hachlishna Da'amr Demidereisa Pligi. But if you're telling like the first two Mahalchim that the Mishnah of Meiser Sheni is talking about Dine Dereisa, Machalalinon Vole Machalim Miboyle, it should say whether it works or not. Avdam is Kasha. And so concludes this Sugyan. Now we're going to start a whole brand new topic about Kinyan Chalipin. Itmar, Rav Velevi, Chad Omer, Matbea Nase Chalipin, V'chad Omer, Ein Matbea Nase Chalipin. We know there's a derech of Kinyan Chalipin, which is largely symbolic. You know, you pick up the sudar, you pick up the pen when you're doing your Mechiras Chametz, and that makes the Kinyan happen. So the question is, can I use coins for that issue? And that's a machlokes is Rav and Levi. And Rashi explains that the whole issue until now about the Matbea that can't make a Kinyan, that's when you're using it B'tayras Damim. But here, if I want to use coins, B'tayras Chalipin, can I do that? Avdam is this machlokes, Rav and Levi. Omer of Papa, my time of demand to Omer ain't matbea nasa chalipin. Why wouldn't it work? Mishum de daite atzurasa. Because the meicher is thinking about the tzura that's on the coin, the tzurasa avida levtala. It's not a permanent thing. Any point the government could say that tzura is going to be batal, or the coin is going to be batal. Therefore, you can't use it for chalipin, because it's not objectively valuable that it can last forever. V'sholof ish na'aloi, that shoe has an objective value. But it's not that way by a coin. Our Mishnah had said, Hazov koines ha-kesef, my lab be-chalipin. Isn't our Mishnah gufa talking about chalipin? And we're saying that zohav can be koine kesef. Shema minah, matbea nasa chalipin. So l'chari you have a ride from our Mishnah, you can use a coin for chalipin. To which the Gemara says, loy, bedamim. We're talking about when you're buying that gold with the silver, you're not doing kinyan chalipin, you're offering it as damim, as cash. Yochi, for example, if we're talking about a mekach u'memkar and not a kinyan chalipin, so hazov kaina es ha-kesef doesn't seem to be the right kind of expression. Mechayev mi boile, it should be that the gold is going to be mechayev the payment of the silver. To which the Gemara says, Tanei Hazahav Mechayev. That's how you should read it. Not that we're changing the gear, Taisa says, just that's how you should learn it. And Hachinami Mestaber, and it's Mestaber that way to learn our Mishnah. But Diktani is safe because the end of the Mishnah says, Hakesef Ena Kainas Hazahav, the silver can't be kind of gold. Now, Iyamar Bishlema Bedam, if we're talking about you're paying cash, okay, Hainu Damrina to have a pair of a Kaspativa, as we've been explaining until now. Vetiva Payer Laikani. Eli Amr Bechalipin, if you tell me the whole Mishnah is talking about a Kinya Chalipin, Tarvayo Liknu Adadi, what's the difference? Why gold, silver, who cares? You're just making an exchange. Vaitani, I'll bring you Nocharai that our Mishnah is not talking about Kinyan Chalipin, because there's a Brisa that expands on our Mishnah that says, Hakesefena Kainas Hazov, that silver's not kind of the gold, the Ketza. Macherle, Esrim Chamisha Dinar Shal Kesef, Dinar Shal Zov, if you sold the other guy 25 silver dinarim for a gold dinner, Afal Pisha Moshe Chesakesef, even though the guy who was trying to sell off his gold took the silver coins, Loi Konachim Shechesazov, the owner of the silver coins hasn't been kind of the gold until he actually is kind of the gold. Now, Yam Rabishlam Abedamim, so maybe Shemachi Loi Koni, because the exchange didn't take place, because Mois is like kindness. Ela Iyamr Bechalipin, so Nikni, so when the Baal HaZov takes the Kesef, he should be kind of the Zov for the other guy, because it's Chalipin. So must be, it's not Chalipin, and it's all working with Torah's payments. Ela Mai Bidamim. You tell me the Bryce is talking about a sale? See, Hachi Emeresha. HaZov Kaines HaKesef. Ketzad Mocher Loi Sadiner. Ketzad Mocher Loi Diner Shal Zohav Be'esrim Mechamisha Diner Shal Kesef. You're selling the gold diner for 25 silver dinarim. Kimon Shemosha Ches HaZov. Nikne Kesef B'chol Makam Shehu. You're Kaine the 25 dinarim wherever it is. So Yam Abishlam B'chalipin. I get the expression of the Gemara. Hainu Diktani. Nikne Kesef B'chol Makam Shehu. Kinyan Chalipin makes it such that no matter where it is, it works as a Kinyan. Eliyam B'damim. Hai Nikne Kesef. It's not the right kind of expression you'd use. If you're talking about a mechachomemker, nischayev gavr miboyle, you should say that the person now is obligated to pay because the kinyan worked. That's the issue. But the wording, b'chol makam shehu, sounds very chalipendik. So Amar Vashi li'olam b'damim, the Brice is talking about where it is still money. Umay b'chol makam shehu, as it's bothering us, it's kimais shehu k'da'amar lei. It's like as is. Meaning, yamre, meaning you got to pay the way we made up. Not where it's physically located, but it's an as-is sale. If the lekeach said to him, I'm going to give you the silver coins from this arniki, meaning freshly minted coins, you can't give mold ones. Even if they might be better, because my time, because the meicher can always argue that he wanted dafka those kinds of coins because he needed to age them. Because the meicher can always say, liyashanan, I need to hold these coins in my safety deposit box for a long time, so I need new coins, they're going to last long. So that's all we meant, b'chol makam shehu, meaning according to our deal. But it's not talking about Kinyan Chalipin, it's talking about Damim. And we will stop here and pick it up, Mirtz Hashem, next time.